Red Hot Carole King. Sunny 69 WAB Centigrees, high 80, 85. It's 8:19 in the morning. Harry Harrison and James Taylor. Remember us for the music in the morning. We're here, everyone.
And you need a helping hand. And nothing, oh, nothing's going right. Close your eyes and think of me. And soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark.
WABC.
If you're out in the sun too long, think it all over and feel all wrong. Stain off your back with one easy spring and 20 hours past. Ooh, been so patient. Spray it on the burning. Contains benzocaine, a topical anesthetic for fast, temporary relief of sunburn pain. When you're having too much fun to worry about the sun, get Unguentine Aerosol. It helps get the pain off your back.
Unguentine Aerosol.
News first from WABC New York. Good morning, this is John Maher. Two men died in a fire this morning in a boarded-up house on Merrick Avenue in Jamaica, Queens. Police identified the fire victims as 39-year-old Paul Hawkins and 42-year-old Early Pride, both of Queens. New York State's controversial residency requirement for welfare recipients is suspended while the constitutionality of the law is decided by a three-judge federal panel. A state Supreme Court justice has quashed subpoenas which would have forced six news organizations to reveal information about a disturbance at Hobart College in upstate New York last spring. The state is accepting more admissions to its narcotics rehabilitation program after a shortage of money forced a halt to new admissions last April. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Jersey is turning over its files on official corruption to the Hudson County prosecutor today. Right now, 69 degrees in New York under sunny skies. This is John Maher. Next, sports with Howard Cosell.
Hello again, everyone. This is Howard Cosell speaking of sports. The annual All-Star Game is the story today, rather obviously. The place, Tiger Stadium, Detroit, Michigan. There will be a packed house, naturally. And the All-Star Game, which in years past threatened to become just another jaded event with great, great performers merely going through the motions, has to be looked upon today as something other than that. Because, in fact, the dominance that has been assumed by the National League has gotten to the American League, and the American League manager Earl Weaver of the Baltimore Orioles is determined that the American League win this game. But determination to win a given game of baseball is one thing and winning it is another, because it doesn't rest upon just determination, nor does it rest upon just talent. It rests upon, in a given game, a given inning, the bounce of the ball, the luck of the contest, and all the rest. And the truth is, too, that the American League has been hurt by the absence of a couple of notable performers out with injuries, like Tony Oliva of the Minnesota Twins and Sam McDowell of the Cleveland Indians. So it remains to be seen how well they will do. In the meantime, they've got Vida Blue, the most exciting pitcher since Sandy Koufax, going for them. And the National League has Doc Ellis, who has become a signal performer in his own right, of the Pittsburgh Pirates, going for them. And there's some rancor behind Ellis's thinking at this moment, because he doesn't care for the manager of the National League team, Sparky Anderson, who leads the Reds. He's become obsessed with the notion that Anderson wasn't going to start him, that he in effect forced Anderson to announce him as the starter today. It was Ellis, you'll remember, who said, "He doesn't like me," speaking of Anderson, "and he'll never start a brother against a brother," meaning that he, Ellis, was black and Vida Blue was black, and Anderson wouldn't start a black against a black. Well, that was nonsense, and in his heart, Ellis has to know it. Now, this one figures to be a contest, a very real contest, a very interesting contest, and I think that this time, the American League will win. I'll be back in 60 seconds.
Well, so much for cleaning the teeth. Finally, my boy, the hair. Slick it down with oil or grease or plain polluted water.
Hey, Dad, the cape and the bow tie are cool, but wow, that wethead look is really out of it.
For centuries, I've worn my hair this way. Suddenly, my own blood and flesh says I'm out of it.
Today, you gotta look, well, more natural, Dad.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get this natural?
The dry look from Gillette. Gillette Dry Look keeps your hair casual. Dry.
Just what I need. Flyaway hair, like some weirdo.
No, Gillette Dry Look gives you control, as much as you need. See, an adjustable valve. Just set it for the control you want. And look at my hair. Neat, but dry.
It kills me to say so, but it does look good. The Dry Look from Gillette. Perhaps you can teach an old bat new tricks.
One other American League elected starter will not be playing today, Boog Powell of Baltimore. His replacement is Norm Cash of the Tigers. Cash wants this shot. He may be the hero of today's game. Howard Cosell reporting.
WABC New York.
Good morning.
Harry Harrison.
Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's gone so. Dug on beat now. We're gonna call our very own. Nassau Rock and Nassau Road. Nassau's got a whole lot of soul. Be all right. Mini skirts, maxi skirts, and afro hairdo. People doing their own thing. Don't care about me or you. Nassau's gone funky. Nassau's got soul now. Oh yeah.
sometimes, like every day, eat something really crazy for a change. How about Drake's Crazy Bones? Have you heard about them? Have you had any of the creamiest little cakes you ever tasted? Two golden cakes, each stuffed with gobs of vanilla cream and golden cake. Eat them as a snack by themselves or with milk or cold soda. Drake's Crazy Bones, another fine product from the Borden Company. 25 minutes to 9 in the morning. It's a Tuesday, Harry Harrison Show. Sunny and pleasant one, high 80, 85, and sunny and 69 WABC degrees right now. Still no transit service now between Pelham Bay and 177th Street on the IRT number 6 trains through that stalled train at Castle Hill Avenue.
WABC Music Radio.
So you're a believer in meat for your dog, and you want a completely balanced diet too. Well, we have it. We have it in Cadillac. Cadillac is 100% meat and meat byproducts. Cadillac has all the vitamins and minerals added for a complete and balanced diet, and it's good, lean meat. Look closely at the brand you're now using. Notice the fat and gristle? Now compare that with what you find in a can of Cadillac. In Cadillac, there are no chunks of fat, no gristle, no cereal, no filler, just lean red meat. Yes, compare leanness, compare freshness, and then compare Cadillac's other big plus. All the vitamins and minerals added for a complete and balanced diet. Cadillac has all the meat and nutrition that your dog needs. So why settle for less? End your feeding problems. Your dog will eat nutritionally complete Cadillac the first time, every time.
The most music on Music Radio 77.
WABC.
Minutes to 9 o'clock, WABC Music Time, and that is the 8th day. It's a Tuesday, Harry Harrison Show. Sunny, 69 WABC degrees, high 80, 85. Very great like yesterday was. Wasn't it nice yesterday?
Do you believe in mermaids?
I certainly do. Morning, mermaids. How are you, girls?
We believe in mermaids.
They believe in you. Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
I'm filleted dinner with a tender touch.
Chicken of the sea has the mermaid's touch.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna?
Chicken of the sea.
The way you drive depends a lot on where you live. In farm country, soft rolling hills and widely spaced small towns make an unhurried driving pattern possible. In picturesque New England, with its quaint little colonial towns and long white winters, driving needs are different. In the wide open West, long, fast highway stretches are the rule. But no matter where or how you drive, Texaco has a gasoline that's exactly right for you. Great gasolines, with one of the most advanced additive packages in any gasoline you can buy. Especially designed to help give your car better performance and for cleaner air. For products you can trust, always stop at Texaco, where
you can trust your car to the man who wears the star. The big, bright Texaco.
Buy a certain imported little car from Germany. You have to take it back to the dealer for its first inspection at just 600 miles. And like a lot of other small cars, when you buy a certain imported little car from Japan, you have to take it back to the dealer for a checkup at 1,000 miles. But when you buy a new Gremlin, American Motors has made it so maintenance-free that under ideal conditions, you don't have to bring it back to your dealer for an oil change or a checkup until 6 months or 6,000 miles have gone by, whichever comes first. Your New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut American Motors dealers think this says a lot about the Gremlin.
Summer Gold.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday was so delightful. It's 15 minutes before 9, WABC Music Time. Harry Harrison with a sunny and pleasant day. High 80, 85. And then tomorrow, cloudy, warm, maybe some showers. Sunny, 69 WABC degrees. Dr. Pepper for everybody. I'll buy
it. Could be so.
Really, I'll buy you one this morning.
Never knew it could be so wonderful. So many different things I've heard. I couldn't take nobody else's word.
Couldn't believe nobody else. Had to find out for myself.
sugar-free Dr. Pepper, too, that tastes as good as regular Dr. Pepper. Because remember, Dr. Pepper gets its taste from 20 ingredients, not sugar. A great Tuesday morning for Harry Harrison and Dr. Pepper. Yeah, huh?
WABC, good morning. Sunoco, it's the cause of action for your machine. If you're a man of action, then you have it. At the sign of the action, gasoline. Sunoco.
Feeling when man and machine are one and the road's wide open ahead. Answer the call to action.
Sunoco, Sunoco, it's the call to action for your machine. If you're a man of action, then you have it. At the sign of the action, gasoline. Sunoco, Sunoco.
Sunoco makes it happen with a custom blending pump. It automatically blends 260, the highest octane gasoline at any station, into every gallon of premium, middle premiums, even regular. That's how you get 260 action, and it can really turn your engine on.
Number six lines between Pelham Bay and 177th Street, a stalled train at Castle Hill Avenue. That's been a problem this morning.
WABC!
And it's sunny in 69 WABC degrees with a high coming up about 80, 85 today. It's 10 minutes to 9 o'clock WABC Music Time, Harry Harrison Show.
And now a message from your nearby Chevron dealer.
Oh, what is it?
You've got a lot to live.
Why?
And Pepsi's got a lot to give.
You heard it right, my friends. It's Pepsi-Cola at Chevron in a great new money-saving offer. Just drive right into your nearby Chevron station and you can get a half gallon of Pepsi for only 56 cents. That's right. A half gallon of Pepsi-Cola for only 56 cents. No fuss, no bother. Why, you don't even have to leave the comfort of your automobile. So this summer, buy your Pepsi the convenient way, from your car. Only 56 cents plus tax for a full half gallon at the very same place you get Chevron gasolines with F310. That's right, my friends. Buy your Pepsi where you buy your gasoline, at Chevron, where it makes sense for you and your car.
This offer is good with any purchase of Chevron gasoline at participating Chevron stations. Limit 1 gallon of Pepsi-Cola per visit. Offer and price may vary depending on location.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me.
WABC New York. U.S. Attorney Herbert Stern reportedly plans to turn over a massive file on official corruption to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office for possible local action. Stern recently won the conviction of 8 Jersey City politicians on corruption charges. The Federal Railroad Administration says that collision of 2 Long Island Railroad trains at Penn Station last Friday occurred after one of the trains passed a signal which warned the engineer to be ready to stop quickly in case of an obstruction. Betty Furness has quit as Governor Rockefeller's consumer advisor after criticizing the state legislature's alleged do-nothing attitude toward meaningful consumer bills. Right now, 72 degrees in New York under sunny skies. World News is next on WABC. This is John Maher.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Bill Larson in New York. FTC objects to Peking advertising. Details on that story in 60 seconds.
Can you get coal clean if the water is cold with coal power? You can. Can you brighten up the colors if the water is cold with coal power? You can. No hot water painting and you're burning and fresh. Come and clean and cold water and your favorite dress. Use coal power. And make sure your wash is clean.
Brightside is made from organic compounds derived from nature. You can almost feel the lather working, conditioning every single strand.
Go organic with Brightside Shampoo.
In Washington, the Food and Drug Administration has impounded a shipment of food from mainland China. It's the first shipment to arrive in over 20 years. Nothing wrong with the food, just false advertising. The label on a can of soup, for example, reads, "For strengthening the stomach and expelling rheumatism." Also in Washington, the Federal Trade Commission today is ordering 7 car makers in the U.S. and overseas to prove their advertising claims. The car makers have 60 days to send the FTC documentation backing their claims, such as mileage, quietness, and roominess. ABC's Tom Gerrell in San Clemente, California, says he's been told by sources at the White House that consideration is being given to the possible resignation of Ambassador David Bruce. Bruce is the chief U.S. negotiator at the peace talks in Paris, but Gerrell says there's been no official decision. Morocco says 10 more leaders of that attempted coup last weekend were executed this morning. President Nixon's new consultant on drug abuse, Dr. Jerome Jaffe, is on his way back to the U.S. after 4 days in Vietnam. In Saigon, we asked ABC's Irv Chapman what Jaffe said before he left about the GI drug problem.
The number of men shown to be heroin users under the new testing procedure is no more than 5% of the total tested. Now, he cautioned us that this is not necessarily an accurate figure for the entire command, because right now this is limited to men who know they're going home. And many of them who might have been heroin users a week ago stopped before the test. So he hopes in the future that the tests will be given earlier in each man's tour of duty, and maybe more than once.
But correspondent Chapman says Jaffe was basically satisfied with the way the drug tests are being given to GIs in Vietnam. The Washington Post says a federal grand jury in Boston is looking into possible criminal charges against the Post, the New York Times, and the Boston Globe in connection with that Pentagon report. The Post says that grand jury is trying to find out how the Pentagon report was duplicated. In Yuba City, California, a grand jury has indicted Juan Corona on 25 counts of murder in the killings of those transient workers near Yuba City. That trouble continues in Northern Ireland. A British soldier was shot and killed yesterday. ABC's Mike Drexler is in Londonderry. We asked Drexler what he hears about future trouble in Northern Ireland.
Many of the people that I've talked with here, the young people and the people in the Irish Republican Army, which is the terrorist element, they warn you to stay clear that things are going to get worse. It is getting worse. The situation has gotten away from the children with rocks. It's now involving the grown-ups with guns and bombs.
Correspondent Mike Drexler in Londonderry, Northern Ireland. Police and dogs are searching campsites around Chester, England, trying to find clues to the killing of three French tourists. The bodies of the three were found mutilated at the campsite yesterday. And campers are being warned to stay in recognized camping sites following those killings near Chester, England. In Trenton yesterday, a New Jersey court ruled a state patrolman cannot stop and search a car just because the occupants of the car have long hair and beards.
When your acne problems go berserk, don't just cover them up. Help clean them up with Stridex. It's a unique pad soaking medicine that helps them block your pores to get at the problem causers, oil, bacteria, and dirt, and helps prevent infection, too. Stridex medicated pads. Come on, change things.
You can change things if you want to change.
News Before the Hour, a service of ABC News.
The most music on WABC New York.
Good morning.
Oh, WABC.
There are sugar tarts and candy hearts and chocolate shakes and layer cakes, banana cream, jelly beans, candy canes drive you insane. Pops and cones and ice cream cakes, full of little sugar flakes, peanut butter, sorbet, sugar, sour balls that make you pucker.
You do, like maybe right now, huh? There's a new snack you won't get, sand all over, Drake's Crazy Bones, a delicious golden cake stuffed with vanilla cream. Eat them lying on the beach, water skiing, surfing, terrific on sunny days like today, huh? Drake's Crazy Bones, another fine product from the Borden Company. Take us with you wherever you're going, your Crazy Bones and Harry Harrison, and the music at 3 minutes after 9, WABC Music Time.